brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we got a live situation. The Bastrop County police are there. Captain Martinez is there at Camp Swift, one of the designated emergency backup sites for FEMA. There's three of them in a corridor.
We're shooting establishing shots for a TV show.
Let me talk to him, dude. Tell him here's my boss.
Here you go. Here's my boss.
Okay. I don't need to talk to him. He's not here. Huh? I don't need to talk to him. Well, he can tell you everything. Huh? If you really want to know.
Okay, can you tell?
I can tell you we're shooting shots for a TV show.
Okay, do you not know any more than that?
I know we're supposed to...
Hey, tell him this is a free country and the First Amendment.
Camp Swift is the former POW camp. So it's got historical significance. And then there's a place up in Taylor. That we're going to do for a true TV show called with Jesse Ventura, and that's about all that I have. So, and that's really all we're doing.
I could ask you guys this too. You have a couple of games.
Hold the phone closer to that creature.
You want to talk to my boss? Right, okay. Well, he didn't tell me to give out the company name, so you can talk to him if you want to ask him.
Whatever. I'd rather not. Okay. That's fine.
What is his name? What is his name, dude?
Sure. That's fine.
That phone's not picking up the audio.
Yeah, that's a historical marker right there. I mean, I'm sure that's all paid for with taxes.
I'm about to walk out of here and drive over there. I've had enough of these people. Hello? Hey, call Aaron's phone. Dude's definitely got the phone by his side or something, and this is not working. This is not, he's not listening to me. Dude, are you there? Call Aaron on his cell phone right now. This is really not working. You want a cell phone? It's right here in my phone. Here, just come get it. It's unbelievable. Letting that cop sit there in America. We live in Nazi Germany. So pathetic. Live in complete Nazi Germany in this nation. Dude, do you have the phone up to your ear yet? Well, Faye, do back up. I want to hear what's going on.
Sure.
It's none of your business, cop!
Are we good?
Oh, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Dude!
That is his phone.
This is pointless. I mean, he's got the phone like in his pocket or something.
He's cool with it. It's not stolen. It's a good car. You know, it's the company car.
Oh, now they're going to arrest him for driving my car.
All right. So we're good to go. Everything's fine.
We're good to go under the First Amendment.
If I leave, are you going to pull us over down the road or are we good to go? I don't know. I mean, why would the sheriff need to be called out for people taking video?
Because it's a military installation, and, you know, there's times when he's kind of on high alert.
Okay.
High alert because your boss just blew up the World Trade Center. So sick of you people. All right, did we get Aaron on the line? Because this is incredible. I mean,
right. This
camera is not working.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Dude, can you put the phone up to your head, please?
Yeah, it's right here. Sorry.
I mean, your phone is cutting out continually. It doesn't even pick up audio.
Yeah, throw this phone out.
Okay.
Here.
What in the world is going on out there? We're skipping this break. Do I have Aaron Dice? Do I have a phone that works? Aaron, you there?
I talked to him right there. No, Aaron just handed me the phone. But basically, I just talked to him, and they... The sheriff got a call that some suspicious people were filming at the thing in front of the camp. And so he responded to that, and I said, okay. And then he wanted to know, I guess he ran your car because he asked who Alex was. And I said, that's my boss. And I said, it's Alex Jones. And I said, you want to talk to him? He's right here on the phone. And he said, no. And so neither one of them wanted to talk to you on the phone. And, you know, I guess we're just going to we're going to pack up the cameras and go because we got all the shots we need.
Well, here's the deal. They're the ones that are suspicious, running around with the military in America, trying to boss Americans around and teach us to lick their boots. They're the ones that are suspiciously working for a government that's stolen tens of trillions of dollars and is flushing this country down the toilet. They're the ones putting in naked body scanners. They're the ones that are suspicious. It's all about this moral high ground where we're the bad suspects and we're the bad people. And we have their internal documents. It was never about men wearing turbans. It's about the American people being their enemies, Rob. Can I talk to Aaron? I want to get a report from Aaron, and we're going back to Alan Watt.
All right. Here he is.
Good job, dude. Thank you. Yeah, it was definitely Deuce's phone has bad cell reception there. That was the problem. Aaron, break down what happened.
Well, they approached us after, I would say, about 5 minutes of filming, wanted to know why. I was told he was concerned about terrorism, and I asked him to repeat that. He said,
well, ask him about the Pentagon carrying out the attacks on themselves, or Operation Northwoods. If he's concerned about terrorism, he needs to go study who he works for.
He also engaged me to talk to him. I asked him if he had sworn an oath to protect the Constitution, including the First Amendment, under which we're operating. He didn't answer at all. He did not want to talk about the Constitution, but he did want to talk about terrorism. I know the sheriff also said he was concerned in these times what could happen, basically alluding to terrorism in the post-9/11 world as well.
Yeah, their bosses staging terror attacks. It is a big concern.
So we know we're in an atmosphere where it's the homeland and the people who are the enemy now, and journalism and journalists are pretty much on the front line of that, Alex.
Now, here's the deal. That's only one part of SWIFT. They've got other fenced-in areas, so I want you to continue. Don't let them run you off. They want to teach you that you're there to take vaccines, drink sodium fluoride and lithium, and lick government boots. You know, you are literally a blood bag to them, and you let them know you're not a blood bag. You let them know that you're there and you're the boss, and I wish I could have talked to him. I know you stood up to him. It was just very frustrating because I couldn't hear what was going on because Deuce's phone was cutting out. But I wanted to tell that cop, hey, First Amendment, I don't have any warrants out for your stinking system. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Get out of my face. Me and my children.
Go ahead.
No, Aaron, go ahead. You tell us what else happened and your take on this.
Well, they were obviously concerned, allegedly under the pretense of terrorism, but I suppose they were not as concerned after talking to us. Just because they asked us a few questions and they're now leaving, I could see them both driving away, both the sheriff and the National Guard individual. And only just now is anyone from the business we're at concerned about what we're doing. So it wasn't a situation where private property owners asked us to leave.
Oh, now the citizens are teaming in to run off the journalist. They're showing you, an American trying to be in a small town on the side of the road. We're going to show you, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, we skipped that break. Some stations may have taken it. They've sent the police at my guys. They have sent the army captain out to ask basically if they were terrorists. And now I guess you're not allowed to park on the side of the road. Somebody else is helping the Stasi system, telling you to move along and get away from that property.
Yeah, and we're right now being talked to by this gas station owner who's concerned only because the police came over. But, you know, yeah, they basically tried to run us off, but we didn't go. We were also told about how this whole area used to be a concentration POW camp. During the war, many of the homeowners are living on areas that used to be part of the camp.
All right, here's the deal. And we'll just go ahead and give them a heads up. You were there 4 years ago for Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement up at the Taylor facility. And even when you were 300 yards away, they tried to come over and say you couldn't videotape the facility where entire families are held. And under Rex 84, they have programs and plans to first put the illegals in them and then the American people. You're now going out there. I want you guys to get in the car, to leave, go there, then come back where you're at later if you didn't get shots of everything, because the show is going to be over soon, and I need to be live on air for you guys. But give folks location there. Of course, they'll obviously know you're coming. They'll still say you're terrorists because I'm a radio host, and anybody who has a radio show must be a criminal.
Sorry, Alex. We have some car discussion. I'm pulling up the address for Taylor right now. It is 1001 Welch Street, Taylor, Texas. I've been there before. I know it's the Hutto Detention Facility. It's in a remote part of that very small town. The T. Don Hutto Prison Corrections Corporations of America. So it's a private corporation holding immigrants for Homeland Security. And we've seen ICE vehicles, and we've seen Homeland Security vans there. So that's what's going on, Alex.
And we know when we got the video of the kids in the playground, whole families, and they admit it's dual use, according to the Houston Chronicle, for the American people during emergencies. So what I want you to do is I want you to go there. Then I want you to go to Robert Mueller Airport, where they've got the Pier 57 type locked down in that hangar. And see what happens there as well. Good job, Aaron. Before that business owner says that you're with space aliens, go ahead and leave, okay?
Yeah, we are out of there. We are on our way to Taylor, Texas right now. So if people want to join us, that's where we'll be.
All right, well done. Here come evil Americans trying to show the FEMA camps. And we'll see what happens in Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. Alan Watt, I apologize to you for this happening live, but I think their phones getting blown off the hook made them back off my guys. But this is just another example of the freedom we live under, isn't it, Alan?
Yes, and it's happening in other countries at the same time. I've watched videos from Britain where women have walked across hills and been stopped again under the same terrorism, anti-terrorism act, even though there's no warning signs that they're near camps or anything. And in fact, they're getting approached by the military and the police at the same time. So they're using this anti-terrorism law worldwide, and that's what it goes under for anybody who's inquisitive as to what's happening in a particular area. Even if they're innocent, as I say, and they're simply on a hike and come across something, they're often detained, questioned, and maybe let go. Yeah.
And all of the training is for the American people, the British people, the Canadian people. That's only a smokescreen about, quote, Muslims. And, of course, remember the lady in upstate New York who heard that it was a big FEMA camp, which it is designated as an emergency center under the Emergency Centers Act? And they just arrested her, and they said, we're charging her with terror. It was an American Glenn Beck, Alex Jones listener. And no, you don't do that in America. You are the enemy, and they are chomping at the bit to throw our people in prisons. I mean, you're an uppity slave who dares to ask them questions or video police. You're going to prison.
Yes, yeah, so this is the new authoritarian system, and they said in the writings it would have to be authoritarian, and that's what the century of change is all about. And as you say, they kicked it off with 9/11 just to get it all through, to train the public worldwide that this is the new authoritarian system. Any idea of rights or freedoms or democracy is to go out the window. They've said that openly in their writings from the very top. So this is the new system. By the way, they've also got a lot of new private prisons they've already built in Canada. They're owned by some companies in the U.S. They're only up to 10% capacity. They're not taking anybody else in at the moment. These are very high-tech prisons, by the way, on the circular basis with all cameras. They can see around all the cells at all the time.
Panopticon.
That's right. And so they're sitting idle waiting as well. In Ontario, the Grand Bend River. There's a big army facility there since World War II. It's well stacked already with beds and so on for people getting moved into it as well. So they're all over the place right now, and they're all stocked up just waiting. Yeah.
And by the way, when I was telling the guys where to go, you've got the admitted FEMA center with whole families. You've got Swift that's designated as an emergency FEMA camp, admittedly on record. Yeah. Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, and of course some of the other acts, the Emergency Centers Act, which hasn't passed yet, but everything in it is already in place. They always do it that way. And kind of like we had national ID cards in 94 under executive order, they just now announced them 2 years ago to the slave grid. Still has the state seal on it, but it's a federal / international. Call the guys. I want them to go to Lakeline Mall. That shut down, and we got video of this a year ago, and FEMA has taken over half of the old mega mall, and they have Homeland Security buses, and if you even try to videotape the mall, police and FEMA boil out and get in your face. So there's just FEMA camps everywhere, FEMA burrowing in. But let's get back to the medical lobotomies. They've come out, of course, in the last decade, announced all of these new types of vaccines that go in with live viruses, either create viral plaques to plug up receptor sites for anger and aggression and resistance and freedom, or they actually eat, that is, replicate and destroy the receptor sites, or they cause even more deadly autoimmune responses that block these regular steroids is the main thing they're trying to block naturally occurring. The estrogens, the testosterone in the brain. and that's admitted. And so there's an autoimmune response, which causes chronic brain swelling, which is, of course, Alzheimer's. That's why you're getting people 25 getting it. And then so it causes continual brain swelling. And they're announcing they plan to start injecting people, Alan. And after we have the shot, we'll feel much better, Alan.
That's right. And remember, too, what's happening today is 90 years behind the times. Because Huxley wrote about that in Brave New World. How do you think you get them from one type of society to a nice, placid, genetically altered and created society? You must take them down gradually. And Britain in the 1930s, remember, was the first country that was teaching at Sandhurst the aspect of total war, where whole populations are the enemy. That includes your own population during a full-scale all-out war. This is full-scale world war. And we are all the targets, and we must be brought down until we cannot use our critical thinking faculties anymore. Back in the 60s, remember, Arthur Koestler, who worked with MI5, who was a propagandist for International, he was a Trotskyite too, they hired lots of those guys to write novels and books and so on. He also took part in a national survey they're doing for the United Nations to find ways to lobotomize the general public through chemical means, through water, the food supply, injections, in order to bring about what they called world peace. World peace is absence of all opposition. And that's what's happening today. As I say, we're way behind the times. For a lot of people, it's already happened, as you well know. You can't get through to the ones who have already had their ability for self-preservation destroyed. And Koestler said that we can destroy that particular part in the brain. Very precisely, that makes you an individual you. And he said that that's what he called the ghost in the machine. That was you, your personality with your innate ability for self-preservation. He says that will be destroyed through chemical or injections, food and water to bring about world peace. He said the public won't need to make decisions because the state will make all their decisions for them.
And they call this full spectrum dominance, and most
right.
of the public has succumbed to the chemicals in the water, and now they're going straight to the end game of an injection that turns you into a biological android, and the cops are going to hold everybody down, and they're going to do it themselves, and they just want to lose their soul, their body. They love it. They love it because they feel that petty power trip of submitting, and so good. Your family, your whole family line, they plan to neutralize us psychologically before they just release mega plagues and actually kill you. And so I know I'm the enemy, the cops and military, you want to die, the bureaucrats, you want to die, you love it, you love it, you love it, you just love it. And we're 100% accurate, it's all on record, and now they're announcing they're coming to inject us with literal brain-eating vaccines, and they're trying to force inoculations everywhere, they're taking people's kids that won't take them with the, quote, flu shot. And they admit tenfold in brain damage, Guillain-Barré, in convulsions. It's all admitted. The Gardasil's killing people, and they love it. The cops love shooting their kids up and watching them die. The school teachers love shooting them up, watching them die. Why do they love the death and the kids all over the block dying of cancer? Why do they love it so much, Alan?
Well, they are sadomasochistic. See, totalitarian societies run on sadomasochism with an intelligentsia at the top, who literally go by a completely different set of moral rules and principles than anyone else, and they get off with it too because they're so incredibly wealthy. However, all their generals and all the way down respect the guy above them who's got more power than themselves, and they despise the person beneath them who's got less power. So it's a sadomasochistic system. It came out during the Nuremberg trials. We saw the generals and all the different officers behind Hitler still praising him as though he were a god, literally. And the same thing happened with Stalin, of course, when he died. All the people came forward and the officers themselves, who knew that they were slated for death next if he had lived. They were still praising Stalin as though he was some kind of god. So sadomasochistics are attracted to power. They will literally deify the person with more power. That's what they're after. They deify the ones with it, and they despise those with less. Those at the bottom with no power, they're utterly cruel and ruthless with. Absolutely.
That's right.
And
that army captain and that sheriff's deputy, they looked at my, these were citizens. These were piles of garbage. These were filth. These were blood bags to serve them. How dare you in America videotape anything? How dare you! How dare you, slave? How dare you, scum? We'll be right back with Alan Wan. Enjoy the shots.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
I want to go over some documents with Alan Watt in the next segment. And I want to get him back up in the next few weeks because he's got so much knowledge. CuttingToTheMatrix.com is his website. Our sites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. We're launching a major information warfare salvo today. I'll tell you about that coming up in the middle of the next segment. I need your help. We're all in this together. Ladies and gentlemen, I get agitated and upset because I haven't had my neurons destroyed. And I've been reading a lot of globalist documents, in fact, some of which I just read in the last few days, Alan. And I've noticed you talked about this years ago, that a lot of globalist documents bemoan the fact that lithium and fluoride in the water doesn't seem to work on some people and actually makes them more angry. Then I noticed the movie Serenity throws it in your face And I even saw an interview with the director talking about it. He's anti-New World Order. It was a great movie, but they take a whole planet in the future and put in the atmosphere Prozac or Prozac drug, but it ends up killing most people. They become so passive, like the shrimp that are ingesting Prozac now in the news, that just give up and die. But others become more aggressive. And, I mean, I'm seeing that. Do you have any take on that?
That's true to an extent with a lot of drugs. You'll find that some people who can't even take an aspirin for a headache will actually make the headache worse. Others can take painkillers, even higher grade painkillers that will intensify the pain. So some people do react in an opposite way with certain medications. However, what you're finding as well is that a lot of the whole thing starts when you're young. They talked about this back in the 20s. How could you literally alter the chemistry of the brain and the chemistry of the person if you wanted a world of peace? And they talked about inoculations were the best ways to do it, and they could target specific areas of
diet,
the brain.
Injections, diet injections, injunctions. Bertrand
That's
Russell.
Right. Yes, and also even before he came along with that too and said that openly. There were others who talked about that as far back as George Bernard Shaw in about 1918. So he would belong to the Fabian Society that belongs to the Royal Institute of International Affairs or Council on Foreign Relations. So this is an old agenda. And what they've found, too, since then is that with your first inoculations as a child, they're supposed to piggyback on certain enzymes that go to the brain. And it's interesting, you see, every cell in the brain, every type of tissue in your body vibrates at a particular frequency, a very small electrical frequency, not a large one, very small. And that's how
it's electrochemical.
Yes. And therefore, the nutrients for that particular part of the brain will vibrate at the same rate as the tissue it wants to go to or the tissue it wants it to come to, and that's how it finds the tissue with a particular nutrient.
And that's what they're saying with all these new vaccines. It will literally block you being able to become upset or resist, and suddenly it's all over the news. They're now moving against us publicly.
Yes, but along with the fact that they could take up the nutrients to different parts of the brain, they knew they could piggyback the chemicals or even a virus onto it.
No, that's
well.
What they say. They say they're piggybacking the steroid on the back of a live, with this particular one in the news this week, with a live herpes virus to take it right into the brain and hit you hard.
That's right. And therefore, they could lobotomize different parts of the brain that makes you not so much aggressive. If you're aggressive, you can be aggressive for a very good reason, and that means surviving. And all of these characters from the Fabian Society and long before talked about the fact that the world they'd bring in had one obstacle, and that was the general public. How do we lobotomize the public and make them passive and obedient?
And there's no doubt from studying all the last major vaccines, I want you to comment on this, that they're adding these piggybackers into the vaccines for at least the last 30 years. They've already hit the public. That's why they're zombies. Most people out there are already brain damaged. That's why we can't reach them.
Yeah, they can't understand. It's not they don't want to understand. They can't understand. And those parts that we should kick in with anxiety and a little bit of fear leading to decisive action are gone. However, the thing is, some people sneak through just like the medications often have the opposite effect. Some people, they'll find out because their physiology is slightly different. Those enzymes that uptake to the brain can be diverted to other parts of the body, often into the intestines. And they've found people, for instance, with lots of allergies.
They now admit Crohn's is a measles vaccine.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
why you have all these new diseases. It ended up attacking with an autoimmune response in the intestines, and that's almost killed one of my great employees who got very close to dying from Crohn's, and they know exactly what they're doing.
They've known what caused that for over 50 or 60 years at the top levels. See, there's different levels of medicine, whatever's in the Lancet journal is what all the doctors believe, that's what's taught in university, but in the higher levels of medicine, it's part of the military-industrial complex because warfare takes in medicine in a big way for bringing down populations long-term. So they've known this for 50 years, what they were doing.
Incredible.
Longer. Yeah.
Stay there, Alan. Finish up on the other side. Riveting. And everything Alan is saying is in all their own literature. For banking, for government, they have super advanced schools that once you become a general or once you become a governor, they then send you to the advanced Woodrow Wilson School or others to be really taught the secret plan.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Oh yeah! Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
And they don't want you leading a frontal assault. They always want to intimidate you and put the onus on you like you're morally bad while they're sucking off of you, while they're poisoning you, and all their minions are being slow killed. But they love it, because most of them are already so brain damaged. Now we're launching a key operation. We're going to Alan Watt in 2 minutes. Poison tap water. We've had 7 terms in a row. We've never failed, thanks to you, the listeners, making whatever term we put out the number one search term. Then it leads them back to our articles and our battle plan of action. 2 days ago, it was brain-eating vaccine. It caused over 100 blogs and newspapers like Wired Magazine to go absolutely ape. Even News of the World tried to spin it to make it look like disinfo. That's one of your big tabloids on store shelves. It is not working. We are countering them. The new search term is poison tap water. It's at InfoWars.com by Matt Ryan. Paul Watson's going to expand this article with even more documentation, because, again, I have these ideas live on air during the live battle space. And that's what this is. This is total resistance for the species to survive against the scientific technocracy. This is not a game that you're living in a hardcore science fiction nightmare, but humanity is rising. And for all of you who want to make jokes about it, You're already casualties. Enjoy it. If you can't see pure tyranny when they're out in the open, now saying they're going to put lithium in the water to control you when they're already doing it, then fine. Enjoy yourselves. They admit corn syrup, they knew, increased cancer massively, and now more medical journals admit it, and they don't care. They're going to hit you hard. Aspartame, bisphenol A, sterilization, cancer, and it lowers aggression. Everything they do in standardization in products you eat and drink and the packaging is meant to sterilize and, this is key, and reduce your aggression. It's aggression that fires the resistance, that fires determination, as Alan Watts said. Here's the article. Alex Jones is launching a new campaign to inform the public about the toxic chemical fluoride being added to the water across the country. While EPA scientists and workers are calling for an end to water fluoridation, we have a link to their top scientist coming out and saying it's deadly, the government is doing everything in its power to continue and even increase the amount of toxic chemicals being added to the public water supplies. Click here for the PDF of this yellow, white and black document. There is poison in the tap water. That'll get locals' attention, posted in legal areas. And it goes on in the piece to say, fact, fluoride is a dangerous substance and the active ingredient in most insecticides. If ingested, as little as 1/10 of an ounce of fluoride can kill a 100-pound adult, and 1 in 100 of an ounce can kill a 10-pound infant. Studies have shown that exposure to fluoride can cause neurological damage and an increased risk of bone cancer. Fiction. Fluoride added to the public water supply strengthens teeps and helps prevent cavities. Demand safe water. Demand the truth. Visit Infowars.com. There is poison in the tap water. This is how a free humanity would resist. They would go out and hit the enemy everywhere. Now, the media is going to go absolutely ape over this if you post these everywhere. They're going to try to demonize whoever did it in your area. They're going to demonize yours truly. But then it's going to spur a public debate that this is poison. And a lot of local media is now admitting it's poison because they're reading about the EPA scientists saying take it out. So the key search term is poison tap water. The key search term, three words, poison, tap, water. Get it out to everybody. We're unstoppable together. God bless you. Alan, I'm going to try to sit back in the last 23 minutes and shut up and have you break down this. And while you're talking about all the different poisons and things, I'm going to show mainstream news articles proposing drugs in our water to make us servile. Alan Watt, break it down.
Yes, I mean, it's obvious if you want to take down a whole population and the whole world's populations, you must literally attack the one enemy they have, and that's your ability to survive, because you have innate, you're born with innate survival principles. Part of it's intuition, reaction, and your solution to the particular problem. When they can knock out that part of the brain so that you're passive, you don't even notice there's a threat in any direction, then you're a happy citizen. You're exactly what they want you to be. In fact, I keep referring to wild animals, just watching wild animals. If I get foxes coming around here all the time, and if it's a tree down, the fox, you can sit and watch from the top of the hill. He won't go past that tree. It's something different in his roots, his little circle, and he'll observe it from 50 different angles before he decides it's safe or unsafe to go past it. Because he doesn't know it's a bluff. It could be somebody behind there with a gun to shoot him. Who knows what it is? But that's innate survival instincts. You're born with those things. And we're supposed to have that. Now, the big boys themselves, Charles Galton Darwin and all the rest of them, in the 1950s, a descendant of Charles Darwin, and he was a physicist, this guy as well, who worked on the Manhattan Project. He was a top eugenicist. He was all for world domination. And he talked about the need to eradicate the useless eaters, just like Bertrand Russell. They all knew each other. And he said, we have to, he says, we must retain our capabilities to remain wild. He says, those who survive are wild men. He says, therefore, we are leading the planet Earth. We're the captains of the ship. We must retain those wild men capabilities. But the rest of the public, he said, must literally have their ability destroyed to preserve themselves. They were managed by the state. They've all echoed the same principles. And it's been happening all our lives long.
You just read a quote from one of these psychos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's right. And they mean it. And not only do they mean it, they work for top world societies linked with the United Nations. The United Nations is the front, of course. Wherever they've gone with inoculations, that's what they've done, is to destroy especially the so-called primitive tribes that have lived for thousands of years completely independent from the rest of the world. They've given them inoculations. It's the first thing they do. When we went into Iraq, the first group that went in after the troops was UNESCO for inoculations, to make sure the children got the inoculations. That'll raise up a population who are easily managed and pliable. Now, when you go into military strategy, going as far back as World War II, they talked about prolonged warfare over populations. Prolonged, that meant intergenerational warfare. If something lasted 40, 50 years, because we've had 100 years wars in the past, we forget these things. These guys don't. They're trained in this stuff. They said they'd have to make sure that the upcoming future troops would have to be hit at birth, pre-birth. That meant inoculating the mother while the child's in the womb. Or getting the child very soon after birth with inoculations to make sure that he grows up and he will not be a fighter. He won't mind being dominated or ruled. These are in military manuals that they teach at the top military colleges. So they've been doing this in Iraq, of course, and I'm sure in 20, 30 years' time you'll see the results of it with a dumbed-down, happy population with hats on backwards dancing to rap music and taking drugs and all the rest of it, but they will be unconcerned that they're dominated by foreign powers. This is long-term strategy for the entire planet, and as I say, the ones at the top who formed the League of Nations and formed the United Nations, that was their goal, to bring about a world of peace. Peace is where those who should naturally rule the world are ruling the world. And I mean naturally ruling it. And they believe in the Darwinian principle that those who had achieved total success and held on to power and money through successive generations had proven by the Darwinian principle of survival of the fittest that they had the right to rule. Everyone else who hadn't achieved that particular level or standard of living was there for a failure. They were the junk genes, and they would only reproduce junk genes, and therefore they had no need for them in a post-industrial society. This stuff was discussed before World War I. By those who eventually formed the League of Nations, then the United Nations. So this has been a long-term warfare. We are seeing the effects of it, and we see them going further. They can go further now because most of the public, to be honest with you, cannot take any information critically anymore. They are damaged, too damaged to take it. On the one hand, it's a double thing. They think we're being managed, and they're happy to be managed by superior people. That's what they think of politicians, as superior people. And on the other hand, when they read the articles about how damaged they're becoming and what they want to do to them next, they're going to double think, I love my government, I love those special people so that I can, who allow me to go out and play all the time while I don't have to make any big decisions, and they wouldn't do anything to hurt me, surely. And so that's how they react to articles that come out with the proof and the evidence to what's happening to them and their children. They wouldn't do anything to harm me. They're too far gone to put two and two together. They are out of the running. They're the casualties of war. Yeah.
Well said, Alan. And while you've been talking, I'm just showing New York Times, L.A. Times, how great it's going to be to put lithium in your water, how great it's going to be to inject you. You'll never be upset again. This is literally destroying free will. And you know the housewives and the soccer moms are going to march their daughters and sons in, and Jimmy's not going to be bad anymore. He's not going to even be alive. He'll just be a worker that does what they're told. And it says the government's going to fix our malfunctioning brains to make us better workers. We're not going to get tired. Stress is meant to make you tired so you don't work to death. You're not going to complain. We are literally biological androids, and they're shooting all the cops and military up with it, and they're just gone. They're gone.
You're right with the cops and the military. I mean, you've read the same articles, I'm sure, from one of the chief of police officers who belongs to the World Society of Chief Police Officers under the UN and in the U.S., and he said himself that he and his men were now on testosterone implants under the skin. They get them renewed every month or so, and it makes them more aggressive. They're not brighter. They're still being damaged mentally.
Pentagon talked about that in Wired magazine 10 years ago. They said, mm-hmm. because we're drugging the water to make people servile, our troops are becoming wimps. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to supplement aggression drugs and testosterone and then later amnesiac so they forget the mass murder. And so now major police chiefs, like the police chief, the one you're mentioning is in Fort Worth, that was 3 months ago, said, yeah, we're going to go on roids. So they have to take drugs to re-masculize themselves because they've all been hit like the general public.
Yes, but they've all been hit, but so they have no wisdom. Therefore, they're even more ruthless once they get high doses of testosterone. And so they're more lethal, they're more aggressive, and they have no wisdom. They have no humanity, actually, left in them. They're so dumbed down. So that, yes, they're aggressive, but they don't have the wisdom or the compassion to balance the two as to the, in comparison to the job that they're supposed to be doing. So they're very dangerous. They're great tools for them. And remember, too, remember, this is the thing, that so many articles came out years ago saying the mind is the final frontier. The conquering of the mind is the final frontier. And that, of course, is what Kissinger and all the big boys were in. He wrote about that to an extent, little hints here and there in his book Between Two Ages and the Technotronic Era, where he said that through ELF waves and various other things, as I said, remember, all your cells are programmed by very tiny, tiny electrical currents, very tiny. And they can match those electrical currents by using ELF waves and so on.
And that was in the Baltimore Sun about 7 years ago. And now DARPA admits, oh, we're now testing soothing ELF wave towers. And so from us being kooks saying it to, we are drugging you. We are going to inject you. There'll be no more pain after this. And we are putting up towers to make you happy.
That's correct.
I mean, how, and to show the public's under mind control, they're announcing all of this. And notice only the illegal aliens can march by the millions because they've been in Mexico and haven't been on these drugs as long. So they're coming from a primitive society up here. And then meanwhile, Bloomberg announces all the major insurance companies are now taking people's insurance when they die and just saying we're doing it. They're now just stealing everything because they know from your research what percentage of the public has already been pretty much lobotomized.
I'd have to say it's over 70%.
Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, everyone really, it isn't just the fact that you get one set of injections, it's the follow-ups and what they can actually do, and they've admitted this too in warfare principles, is they can release a chemical or something into the bloodstream in any way they get it in, food, water, whatever, spraying it from the air, which they're doing too. And that can literally, it's like cocking the trigger of a firearm. That can cock the body's system ready for a booster shot years down the road, and the booster literally kicks it off.
Binary weapon.
Yes, absolutely. These are so far advanced in this technology that it's incredible.
And by the way, for years, Alan, just like you, all I do is read the research papers. They're all bragging about it. What do you make of Jonah Lear, who's a Rhodes Scholar and is an expert on psychology and neuroscience for Wired, The New Yorker, all the major elite publications? He also works for NPR. He's come out and called me a liar, saying that they're proposing putting lithium in the water when his own colleagues, including in Oxford, are calling for Prozac drugs, everything. And then even though the video he critiqued shows the mainstream news articles saying they're doing this and that these new virus vaccines go in and block aggression and anger and resistance, he comes out and just says he's a kook and wrote a story saying that I'm basically into the end of the world and aliens. I mean, he's not addressing me. He's not addressing I or you. He is addressing the zombies. And he says, no zombies, there aren't space aliens, when that's not, and there's no lithium in the water. So he mixes it together, and you look at it, and it's dumbed down to like a four-year-old level, and you go, how do people buy this?
Because Russell explained that very, very well. He said that there are techniques of training the general population to only accept the opinion of experts. And, of course, once you bring up these celebrities who are experts with a lot of letters behind their names, you see from official world-recognized organizations, that's how the public's been trained. That's the word they'll take. And unless you're up there with them, with all those multi-lettered numbers behind you, they're not going to listen. They've already been trained that way, listening only to experts. Look at the weather station. When the weather station first came out, I thought, what idiot wants to sit and watch the weather 24 hours a day? It wasn't for that purpose, because the first little rain that they had, it was going to be a storm. Same with the snow, too. It was, everything was going to be a storm, a crisis. It was part of the the getting ready for the weather modification stuff and so on and the climate change nonsense. It was training the public for that. But also through their little ads, that have, it's going to rain today. Then they'd show you someone wearing a raincoat. And that they're teaching like a child that you can't make a decision on your own. You must get an expert even to tell you how to dress.
That's why the news will say it's going to rain today, so take out an umbrella, or it's hot out, drink water. And they talk, and I've noticed, like Congressman Stark and others, and Nancy Pelosi, they talk to you like you're a child with neuro-linguistic programming, and they talk to you, and then in town halls, they'll make little giggles and like faces like my grandmother would make to me, like little charming, oh, get in the car, little boy. But, you know, it's not grandma, it's these killers, and they're all been trained with the Delphi technique. They're just hardcore crooks.
They are crooks, but I'll tell you another thing, too. There's a lot of people today, as you well know, who listen to nothing but junk news from the regular media and the celebrities in Hollywood and all the rest of it, who cannot think for themselves anymore. They literally wait to be told what to think and what to talk about by the so-called experts, even if it's junk Hollywood news.
All right, when we come back, final segment, Alan, and I want to talk to you during the break. I want to get you back on for an hour and a half in the next 2 weeks because you got cut short by my guys getting harassed at the local FEMA camp. But I want to get you back on. This is so important. You're one of the leading researchers in it. I mean, I research it constantly, and I always learn something from Alan Watt. But I want to talk to him about when are they going to go with the real hot kill weapons like they've been using in Africa, because they really want to start murdering everybody. We'll be right back.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What do you have to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-405-7850. That's 800-405-7850. 800-405-7850.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, We've launched Operation Poison Tap Water to expose that there is poison in over 70% of the U.S. tap water. Same thing in Canada, and now moving towards that number in England. They're spending sometimes $10 million or more in a small town to lobby to get this done because they care so much about your teeth. No, they're poisoning you on record. There is poison in the tap water. Here's the flyer. Download it. Post it everywhere legal. Give it to everyone you know, and it will spur debate in your area. You need to resist these people, and the article is up on InfoWars.com. Watson's doing an expanded article. Poison in the tap water. Poison tap water. The Prison Planet article is sodium fluoride poison in the tap water. The key article at InfoWars.com is poison tap water. We're making that the number one search term today. We've never failed. Thanks to you. Let's do it again. Let's have that fighting spirit that they're so afraid of. Alan Watt, we got 4 minutes. CuttingToTheMatrix.com. He's a big part. Of course, follow the Republic. Get four copies for $19.95. Buy one, get one free. Support us. InfoWars.com. Alan Watt, closing this out. They're moving towards some African countries have lost over 40% of their population with engineered AIDS. The globalists are talking about, they even said last week in the British papers, it's time to stop mincing words. We need to start getting rid of everybody. I mean, they're now coming out. They're getting really ready for the hot kill weapons. And so for the people out there that are laughing right now, you know, when they release these, if we're unable to stop them, just I want you at least while you're dying to know who killed you. The news will be telling you Al-Qaeda did it. But how long do you think they really start the mass plagues to, because they've just been testing the soft kills up until now. They really want to devastate and kill a lot of people.
Well, they do, and that was all part of the fake swine flu and other flu. The avian flu before that, too, remember, too, that fizzled off into nowhere.
And SARS.
It's getting as used to the idea that it's definitely coming. And that's what even the professors will tell their students in university, the plague is just around the corner. And so they will release it when it's the right time, when people are dumbed down enough to simply die off quietly and say, oh, well, what could they do? They tried their best. And most folk actually, unfortunately, will go that way. But it's coming. There's no doubt about it. It's coming. And remember, too, I've gone into bacterial and viral warfare in a big way over the years. In all the writings that they've disclosed to the public on these topics from the governments themselves, they admit that for every plague that they create in the laboratory, and they've got thousands of them since World War II, they had lots during World War II, in fact, they created in the lab, they always must have, by international law, the antidote for them as well at every stage of mutation of virus or bacterium. So they have them, and the bigwigs themselves, of course, will get a real inoculation that will prevent them from catching it. And that's one of the incentives to get on board for those who are climbing the ladder, of course, is to get up there and to make sure that you and your family, there's promise that your family will also be preserved and looked after. But it's all in the name of bringing down the population because we, you see, the useless eaters are now unsustainable. We are using the resources they claim that will feed their families, you know, the right kind of people's families who should survive, to feed them for thousands of years. So they must get rid of us now. That's what they're openly saying, and you're quite right, they are openly saying it now. They aren't hiding anything. Yeah.
Well, first they're going to collapse the population, give people inoculations for flu that have the viruses that will destroy the resistance centers. So what? I mean, if we don't back them off, I mean, they're already slaughtering people en masse in Latin America and Africa. They've been admittedly caught over and over again. What's the time frame, Alan, when they'll really start releasing Megadeth on people?
I'm sure, you know, like everything else that they do, I'm sure 9/11 was planned probably 40 years before they hit it. That's how they do things, a long-term business plan, long war.
Well, Northwoods was 40 years, about 30 years before, yeah.
Yeah, and so they'll have a definite timetable. They'll know exactly when the public's ready to accept it by how dumb we are in the polls they constantly take, and then they will release it. But I've already got reports on the last flu injections and how many people have taken down with that alone, with chronic fatigue syndromes.
I've gotten hundreds of emails and also see it in the news. They inject the baby goes into a coma, dies.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was wonderful. We murdered another child. We're the loving government. Alan Watt, great job. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Alan.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.